good. We're to live like we're headed home. Amen. You think about all the cares and the sorrows of this life. We're going to lay them down. You think about all the no mores. No more sickness. No more separation. No more sadness. No more tears. All these things will be passed away. Amen. Hold all things be made new. That ought to get you excited. Yeah. Amen. Something to get excited about. Turn in your Bibles. John chapter number 20. John chapter number 20. We're still here celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. You know, we don't just do that. I mentioned last week, we just don't do that on Easter. A lot of emphasis put on it then. But we here worship Him because He's alive every Lord day. Not only that, but every day. Every day is the day the Lord's made. Try rejoicing and being glad in it. You can. Even through heartaches and trials and troubles. Still can. I want to read several verses in chapter 20. And look at some of this morning by the help of the Lord. What God's been laying on my heart for a few days. Look in John chapter number 20. Begin reading in verse number 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark. Under the sepulchre. Seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter. And to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Guess who that was? That's John. No, he loved all of them, but he's something by John. He didn't call his name here, but I mean, the Lord was using him. He just said that other disciple, didn't he? He didn't call his own name. Whom Jesus loved and said unto him, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple and came to the sepulchre. And they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looked in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went into the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie and the napkin that was about his head and lying with the linen clothes but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciple went away again to their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto him, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was he, that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She supposed him to be the gardener. Said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me whence thou laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself unto him and said, Rabboni, which is to say, Master? Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I send unto my Father, and to your Father, and to my God and your God. What a blessing. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciple that she had seen the Lord. And they had spoken these things unto her. In the same day at the evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had said, he showed him his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive you the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they shall are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they retain. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with him when Jesus came. The disciples said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I see in his hands the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, and thrust my hand unto his side, I will not believe. And again 8 days, again the disciples were within, and Thomas with him. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, as reach hither my finger and behold my hands, and reach into thy hand and thrust it into my side. Be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because I have seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Hallelujah. Many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, here's a secret now, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have, what? Life through his name. Would you pray with us? Well, God done said more in reading that chapter than me or anyone else could ever say, hadn't he? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the blessings that you've given us. And dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you granted us faith to believe. And we know that that's not even ourselves. It's a gift from you. God, I want to thank you for it. We haven't seen with these natural eyes. But Lord, you said, Thomas, you've seen because you believed. But blessed are those that hadn't seen but yet believe. And God, I want to thank you for the blessed opportunity just to believe. And we don't take credit for that, but we praise you for it. Bless now this time together here this morning. Open these scriptures up unto us and let us see that you'd have us to see. Proclaim that you'd have us proclaim. And Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for all that you're doing. Bring Holy Ghost conviction upon us all. Draw us all to closer to thee. And more appreciative of what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. You know, it's amazing. I was reading this chapter. Who the Lord revealed himself, you know, first to. Isn't it? Who did he show himself to first? Mary Magdalene, wasn't it? Amen. You think about that. If some want to claim he just showed himself to his mother, but that ain't what his book tells us. But he showed himself to Mary Magdalene. You know who she was? You know what she was at one time? Just like you and I were. Sinner. Sinner. In fact, he'd cast 7 devils out of her. I'll tell you what, when them other disciples, she was going down there. Now, she went out there and she said, they've done something with him. I don't know where he is. I don't know where they laid him. But she was interested in finding him, wasn't she? Yes, she was. She was interested in finding him. She said, I don't know where they've laid him. They've done something. It's open. He's gone. She said, something happened to him. What his other disciples, she run and told him. Jesus said, go tell him. Amen. I want you to notice something. And she run and come with Simon and Peter. And she said to him, they've taken away my Lord. Don't know where they've taken him. So Peter and the other disciple ran. John ran to the sepulcher. Well, one of them didn't go in there. He outrun Peter, didn't he? And Peter, this is like Peter, though. Peter, your son, he went right on in there. Peter did. Oh, Peter was something else, wasn't he? But you know what? Something hit me when I was reading the scripture. You know what it said? It said something to me. They just went on back to the house. They went on back. But you know what Mary did? She stood outside the sepulcher, and you know what? She stood there, and what she was doing? She was weeping. Now, I don't know if it's Mary Magdalene. I don't know if that's different. But anyway, there's another woman that come, fell at his feet. And you know what? She was weeping too. She washed her hair. Took her hair and dried his feet with it. Washed his feet with tears before that. But you know what? Here in Mary Magdalene stands, and there she was. There she was weeping, because she didn't know where her Lord was. That's what he said. And the Bible says, Mary stood without the sepulcher weeping, verse number 11, and as he wept, she stooped down and looked in the sepulcher. First thing she saw two angels. One sitting at the head and one sitting at the foot where Jesus had been laying. You know what they asked her? They said to her, why weepest thou, woman? In one of the Gospels you'll find one of them said, why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here. He's alive. Thank God what they were saying. And here we see in this passage of Scripture that she stood there weeping. Two angels said to him, why weepest thou? But I want to get on over here another verse in just a moment. And he said, why weepest thou? But she supposed him to be, when he said that to her, she didn't know who he was. Why weepest thou, woman? But when he called her name, hallelujah, my sheep hear my voice. They know, listen, when God calls your name, and he said, Mary, why weepest thou? Mary. He said, Mary. First of all, he said, woman, why weepest thou? And then she supposed him to be the gardener. I want to tell you something. He is the gardener. Hallelujah. And you know what we are? We just plants have been planting of the Lord in his garden, thank God. And so she supposed him to be the gardener. He is the gardener. Did you know where God put the first Adam? In the garden. To dress it and to keep it. You know what the second Adams are doing? He's in the garden too. And we in his garden, thank God. And so listen, she wasn't totally wrong. But she's supposed to have been a gardener. I'm glad he's my gardener. And you know what? He said something to me while I was reading this verse of scripture. It may say something to your heart. You know what? If we in God's garden, and he is the gardener, and he is, he's dressing it and keeping it and taking care of it, he can do with it what he pleases. I had someone tell me the other day they went to buy a girl's granny's house over in Mark, and you got them three or four roses or flowers. Said they took them to the church with them. I said, well, good, that's good. Help yourself. You know what? You know what God can do? He can take who he wants to. Emma's looking at a song we heard about him coming getting the prettiest rose in the garden. And if it's his garden and you in his garden, he'll come get you one day. He'll come get me. He's come got some of your It's in your garden. And he'll take them home with him. They're his. Did you know you his and I'm his? Hallelujah. We his and I'm his, and we're in his garden. And he's taking care of it. She supposed him to be a gardener. But you know what happened? Jesus said unto her in verse number 16, Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, she knew who he was in. She called him Master. Mary called him by name. And he said unto her, touch me not, I have not yet ascended to my Father. I like this next verse. I want to look at it a few moments this morning. Verse 17, I have not yet ascended to my Father. You know, later they held him by the feet. And later he told Thomas, said, put your hands in here. Put your hand, finger in my print. Put your hands in the side. Thomas didn't have to, but he told him he could, didn't he? But here he's saying, Mary, touch me not. You know why? Some people got three or four different theories, but I really believe why. You know why I believe it? The high priest. Well, listen, couldn't I? Nobody could touch him, could they? When he was taking the blood into the Holy of Holies. You know what Jesus? He said, I hadn't yet ascended into my Father. He was saying, I haven't gone back to the Father yet and ascended back. I believe with all my heart he took his own blood. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, he entered in the Holy of Holies, not with somebody else's blood, not with the blood of animals and goats, or animals and things, sacrifices, but he entered into heaven itself with his own blood to obtain, listen, not temporary, but eternal redemption for us. Glory to God. That's where he was headed. He was headed, listen, to heaven. Hadn't gone back yet. Got my own blood to put on the altar. That he could save you and save me. We don't have to make no more sacrifices. One was enough. He ascended back to heaven. Glory to God. He said, I haven't ascended back yet. Don't you touch me. Surely you probably wanted to grab him, wouldn't you? He said, touch me not. I haven't yet ascended back to the Father. I'm going. So he was headed. You say, well, how come he told him a week later they could touch him? He'd already went there. How long do you think it took him to go? He went there, offered his blood, and came back. Stayed 40 days. Woo. Well, I don't get too excited. That's something. Forgive me. But I'm telling you, it's real to me. I could see heaven. I could see him ascending. Hadn't seen him with his natural eyes. But I believe it. If you believe it, it'll do something for you. He said, I haven't yet ascended back. So he said, I'm going to go. My Father, and go. He told me, go. Do you know she's the first one to go? She was a lady. She was a woman. He didn't show himself to Peter and John first. Didn't show himself to the mother first. He showed himself to her. He said, don't you go tell my... Don't you get a hold of this. Hold this right here. Go and tell my brethren. You know, I got to look at that, and I don't never remember him calling them brethren before. He called them his disciples. He called them, his friends. He called them his servants. He called them other names. But I'm telling you, I believe this is the first time I might have people to believe it is. First time I remember reading it. He called them brethren. He's theirs, he's ours. Look what else he said. Hallelujah. And he said, go. And to my brethren, and say to them, say something to them. I will ascend in them, he says, them, I ascend to my Father and your Father and my God and your God. Not like that. I'm going back to my Father and your Father. Back to my God and your God. So listen, he's our brother. Glory to God. He's our Father and our God. We brothers. Did you know? And where you want to, like it or not, I don't care what name's written on the church, if they've been born again. May not be Baptist wrote on it, may not be Methodist, may not be Assembly of God, may not be a lot of other names that you can think of right now, but I'm going to tell you something. If you are a born-again believer, you got some brothers and sisters, Jesus is our brother, and our God's our Father. I want to tell you something. And you got some brothers and sisters in the Lord, not just us here this morning. Did you know when we get to heaven, we're not going to be sitting around in groups? And nothing wrong with having local churches. We got to have them to outreach. We need them. But hey, you got any brothers? You got some sisters? Some of us got a bunch of blood brothers and blood sisters. I do. Thank God for every one of them. Thank God you don't see too many families age we are still got to live and living, do you? That's something we thank God for. But I got a lot of brothers and sisters. It's like you sitting here this morning. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, go tell my brethren. And tell them that I'm going to send back to my God and your God. Amen. That's what it's saying. Amen. And I'm going, say to him, my Father and my God. And Mary Magdalene, verse 18, said Mary Magdalene came, told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. And when he had spoken these things unto her. And all of a sudden, verse number 19, then the same day, at even, the same day, being the first day of the week. Somebody said, why do we meet on the first day of the week? That's why right there. One of them. Being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus. Now like this, and stood in the midst of them. First thing he did, he come and stood in the midst of them. Can you imagine? There he was. They were meeting. There. Had the door shut. And I thought about what he said in Revelation, Brother Raymond. He said, I'm standing at the door knocking. But you know what? He didn't have to knock on the door that day. He came on in. Glory to God. They had the door shut for fear of the Jews. But you know what? He came to them and stood in the midst of them. And I like what else he said. Peace. Peace be unto you and to you and to you and to you. Peace. What kind of peace? Well, I don't understand it. Somebody said, well, it passes under all understanding. It's a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. It's a peace not as the world gives, but one as he gives. You know, you have peace with God, then you have the peace of God. Now, I believe before you ever get the peace of God, you're going to have to get peace with him first. I'm in no argument with God no more. I'm not in war with him no more. I'm not arguing with him. I'm not fighting against him. I'm not in war with him. I surrendered, took up the plague, and said, Lord, I surrender all. Until you get to that place, and you can have peace with him, then he'll give you peace. I'll give you peace, he said. Peace, he said, unto you. They were troubled. They were afraid. They had fear because of the Jews and what had happened. And he came back to them alive. And he said, peace I give to you. He's still giving it today. He's still giving peace. Yes, he is. And verse 20 said, when he had said, he showed them to his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Hey, it'll make you glad if you can see him. You say, well, I don't think he'll come. No, he's not coming in his body form like he did then. But I tell you what, he's in spirit. And you can see him.
Amen.
By faith. You say, I don't know about it. Well, I can just tell you it's so. You can sit back and not enjoy it if you want to, and I'm going to enjoy it. Hey, you said you're dreaming, but don't wake me up. I'm telling you the truth. This thing's real. I'm finding it more real than ever. I ain't got nobody around the house most of the time except me and him. And he's real.
That's right.
Praise
him. Yes, he is.
He sure is. He real. He'll stand in our midst. You know what we need? We need him in our midst. Glory to God. Come on in, Lord. He showed him his side and they were glad when they saw him. Look, he said in verse 21, he said unto them again, peace be unto you. As my Father sent me, even so I send you. So he stood in their midst and he spoke to them. What did he speak? He spoke peace to them. Then he said something else. He sent them. After he spoke to them, after he stood in their midst, he showed them. Here it is. Look. Look. Look at my hands. Look at my side. He said he showed them his hands and his side. Then they were glad. Well, he is alive. He's really alive. You know why? They didn't understand the scripture. Just read it. They didn't understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. But we got it and got proof of it. Believe it. He's not dead. He's not in the tomb. He's not on no cross. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Because he said, I'm ascending. Look what he said. Amen. Even so, I send you. He said, peace be in you as my Father have sent me, even so I send you. God's got a mission not only for the disciples, but he had a mission for Mary to go tell his brethren to other disciples. He got a mission for you, he's got a mission for me. He's got somewhere to send us. Might be your next door neighbor. Might be who you're working with. Might be across the water. But he sent him. He said, I send you. Not only did he stood and he spoke and he showed them to him, but he sent them. Then look at verse number 22. And when he had said this, he breathed on them. Can you imagine the breath of Christ on you? What did he say? Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Uh-oh. You scare somebody. I'm telling you. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He breathed on him. Did you know God breathed in Adam? He became a... What did he become? Living, life. Living soul. Why does he need breathing on? Why does he need to breathe on us? We can be a living, living Christian, can't we? When he breathes in us and we receive that Spirit of God. Now I tell you, I believe when he breathed on him, the Spirit of God. Now when we get saved, the Spirit of God comes in us. We get born again of the Spirit. Pentecost, they were filled. We get born to the Spirit. And I'm telling you that we need to be filled with the Spirit. That's so.
Yes.
Amen. Be not drunk with wine or in success, but be ye filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
If we walk in the Spirit, the Bible said, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
And so he breathed on them. Breath. His breath brings life. Hallelujah. And he breathed on them and said, receive it.
Yes.
The Spirit of God. One time they went to some of the disciples and they asked him, did y'all receive the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said, we never heard of him. That's what it said, book of Acts. But you know what? He's real. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. Guess what it was moved on the face of the waters? The Spirit of God moved. He's everywhere. He can feel you. And still got plenty of room to fill me. And I'm telling you, if anybody needs been filling, it's me. We need it. I need to walk in the Spirit. I need him to breathe on me. Sure did. But he breathed on them. And I'll tell you, he even told them, so whatever sin, whoever sins you remit, they shall be remitted. Whoever retained, they shall be retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with him when Jesus came. And look at verse 25. Other disciples, we have seen the Lord, he said. He said unto them, except thou seest his hands are print of the nails, but my fingers are print of the nails, thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. He said, I'm not going to believe at all until I see it myself. Not only see, but I'm going to feel it. But he got a surprise. Listen at him. And after 8 days, he and the disciple within said, Thomas, and Thomas was with him. Now, I won't stop very many. Look what Thomas missed not being there the first time. Yeah. I don't ever hammer people over if you can't make it. No, I'm not doing that. But I'm just saying, I don't like to miss church. Because I might miss something. He might just show up, Brother Manny, in the midst of us. Thomas has been there to start with. He wouldn't have had all that. I ain't going to believe if I don't see him. If he'd have been there when the first ones was there, I don't know where he was. May have some providence and hinders. The Bible don't tell us. I hadn't read it. But you know what? He was there the next meeting. Amen. He was there again with them doors shut. Verse 26, he came again, stood in the midst of them. I want to tell you something, that's what we need him in the midst. Hallelujah. And then said he, and Thomas, reach into thy finger. Now, Thomas hadn't said nothing to him. How did he know that Thomas needed that? Oh, he knew it. He heard it. Yes. That's where we need to grasp. He knew what Thomas was thinking. He knew what Thomas was saying. That's why he went on in there and he said, Thomas. And Jesus he got in their midst. Then said he to Thomas, reach into thy finger, verse 27, and behold thy hands. Reach into thy hand and thrust into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. He said, quit that being faithless, and just believe. He said, Thomas, go ahead, son. Here it is. Stuck his hands in his side. Go ahead and do it. Did Thomas do it? Didn't have to, did he? And look what Thomas said in verse 20. Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Yes. Jesus said, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Believe. It says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believed. And you know what that's saying to you and I? We haven't seen him with these natural eyes. But if you believe, you're blessed. That's why I was saying, God, thank you for blessing us to where we could believe. You know, sometimes you just want to get in the wrong spirit sometimes. I don't know why they don't just come to the Lord. No, why don't they just believe? I don't know why they don't just quit that meanness. You ever heard about act like that and talk like that? Or you ever thought that yourself? But you know what? If you believe, you've been blessed. And you know what? And you know what? We can't take credit for that. It's the blessings of the Lord. When I look around and see all the evil, all the wickedness and sin in this hour, and realize I could have been out there in it still. And when he says you blessed because you believe, I said, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you. He said, if you haven't seen me, but yet you believe. That's why the Bible said, by grace are we saved through faith. And that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God. And so believing God's a blessing. It's a gift that God's given us. I ain't seen him with these eyes, but he's given me grace and faith to believe. And it's a gift. So he said, my Lord and my God. And you know, he did many other signs and wonders which not written in the book. In fact, you know, he said the worlds couldn't contain them if everything put in them that he's done. Now I want to close that last verse. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And I want to say, that's who He is. He is Jesus. He's the Savior of the world. He's the Christ. He's the Son of God. You said He's a prophet. Yep, but He's more than a prophet. He's the Son of God. He's Christ. He's God manifested in the world. He's God whom the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. He's the one that upholds the worlds. He's the one that created all things. All things were created for Him and by Him. And listen, all things upheld by Him. He's God. That's why Thomas said, "My Lord and my God." What a description. Must believe. These are written that you might believe. So if you hear this morning, if you don't believe it, just ask God to give you faith and let you believe who He is. That's who He is. He's the only one that's head. Now, I don't even like to use this term of any religions. Listen, that ever died, and He's still living. All the rest of them dead. Unless you got some new modern ones started. But you can give them anything started very long ago, dead and dead and dead. Being dead. But Jesus is alive. And He says, and that believing you might have life through His name. Glory to God. That's why Peter and John told him when that crippled man was healed that day. He said, don't look on us as though some power in us done this. He got this crippled man up. They'd been crippled all that time. Said, it wasn't us. It was Jesus in whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. He said, that's not all. Acts 4:30, somewhere's in there. You know what it said? Neither is there salvation in any other name. There's none nowhere else. We must believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Religion won't do it. Baptism won't do it. Making confessions and professions won't do it. It takes a new birth. It is Jesus, the only one. It's the only one. He's the one who told Nicodemus, Maranatha, sin, you must be born again. Believe in Him, you can have life. Glory to God. So that's why He went back to the Father. Took His own blood and put it on the mercy seat of heaven. It satisfied the demands of a holy God where He could justify you and me just as we've never sinned. You looking at somebody this morning, as a sinner as I am, as Paul said, the chief of sinners. He said, now I'm the least of saints. We can all say that, if we be honest. But you're looking at one, because of what He did for me, my sins are gone. Whew. For the rainbow I can lay down at night. Say, Lord, if you come tonight for me, or if you come in the morning, my sins are gone. Hallelujah. I tell you, when I got in conviction before I got to the Lord, got them washed in the blood, I got right scared to go to sleep at night. I was afraid to get on the road in the daytime. I was. I got in conviction. And by the way, you got to have some conviction before there's ever any conversion. You got to have some sorrow, godly sorrow, worketh repentance. Amen. That need not be repented of. You got a lot of people just get a little something motion worked up, and they won't be really sorry of their sins. They just want to try to get feel better. But when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, convicts you, and draws you, you can have a conversion and have a new life. Amen. Hallelujah. So He said, these things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that believing, you might have life through His name. And thank God, It's eternal. Do I have to worry about Carol's life stopping? No, it's going to last right on. An eternal life. This old body lay down. We've done laid some more in the ground. There'll be a bunch more. And one of these days that Jesus tarries, they'll lay us out there. But we're going to live on. Hallelujah. Live on. Glory to God. And I want to ask you a question this morning. Do you have a life? Do you have it? Life. Jesus said the devil come to steal, John 10, kill and destroy. But guess what Jesus said? I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Can I tell you something? You really don't know what living is, you get to Christ. I don't see how people get through this world and not doing a real good job of it. Without him. That's the reason to turn to everything else. Turning to dope, drugs, alcohol, everything you can think of. Trying to find some peace and satisfaction. But I'm telling you, it's not in that. It's in Christ. You can really have life. And you can have it more. Abundantly. Top notch. On the top. Best there is. And no hangovers with it. I get up in the morning times, I ain't got no hangover. I get drunk on the Spirit sometimes, and I still ain't got no hangover. Boy, we need to get drunk on the Spirit, don't we? Feel with it. They thought the disciples were drunk. They did. Well, they said they must have, because they said he's not drunk as you suppose. But this is that. We need some of that. Brother Billy, we need some of that. Hey. Folks, Jesus is real. Reach out and touch him. Reach out and touch him. You know what? One of these days, you may see that. He's coming back. Just like he left, he's going to have him in his hand, ain't he, in his side. And even a bunch are going to wail and weep and say, oh, we put them there. They're going to see him. But he took them for you. He took them for me. Do you believe it? You can believe and receive. You can have everlasting life. Might I say, you can't get good enough. You can't make all the changes that needs to be changed. You're going to have to let him do it. When I found the secret, you know the secret to living a Christian life? Being a superman, no. Being nothing's what it is. In him, everything. That's it. You know what I found? It didn't take me, Raymond. It didn't take me with just, it didn't even work in a week. Found out I couldn't do it. That's right. But you know what I found out? Me to live is Christ. You know what also I found out? Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Not I, but Christ liveth where? In me. I had to say, no, I can't do it. But Lord, you can. Hallelujah.
He makes you perfect.
Yeah.
He makes you perfect.
Did you?
When you die, you become holy.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? In ourselves, we're not perfect. But we perfect in him. Amen. Through him. You know what? We accepted in him. That's right. We accepted in him. Amen. We complete in him. And we're fulfilled in him. Amen. Everything's in him. So I'm calling you this morning. God's calling you and saying, come. He said, come. If you believe that he's the Christ, the Son of God, and that's what these words are for. That's what this book's for, what preaching's for. That's what exhorting's for. That's what teaching's for. It's that you might believe, and that believing you might have life through his name. I honestly thought years and years ago, when I was growing up, I thought, man, I don't have to live that Christian life. Of course, I didn't have Christ in there. I didn't, you know, have him to help me, but I thought to myself, how in the world they do that? Found out how. You can do it too through him. I can do all things through Christ who weakens me, who strengthens me. Oh, I did. It is right. It's strengthened, ain't it? No, he ain't there to push you down, neither he there to weaken you. But it's all he's there to strengthen you. That's what he wants to do. That's what he will do. Do you believe it? Stand with me. Praise God. Someone need to obey the Lord this morning.
Four ten in the red.
Okay. Near the cross. Oh, the bottom. Yeah, got any rivers? Is that the one?
Yes.
Got any rivers want to cross? He'll help you cross them. Got any rivers think are uncrossable? Got any mountain can tunnel through? Specializes in things all impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountain can tunnel through? God specializes in things all impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Any mountain can tunnel through? God specializes in things all impossible, and he can do what no other power can do. While I pray through one other stanza, that God spoke into your heart this morning. God said he give us these words, that believe in me might receive that life through Jesus. Won't you come? Why don't you say, Lord Jesus, I've lived my own life long enough. I want to surrender to you. God's got some peace to give you. He got summers he may want to send you. He wants to breathe on you. His sweet spirit. Yes, he does. We just in his garden. Thank God for the last Adam. Dresses and keeps it. We just a planting of the Lord. We to be fruitful. Multiply for his glory. He told Mary, go tell her, tell my brethren. I'm sending back to the Father. He went back and carried his own blood. Came back. Walked with them some more. Showed himself and walked in their midst. Stood in their midst. Spoke to them. He's still speaking today through his voice of his spirit. wooing and calling, convicting and converting. Won't you come? If he spoke to your heart today, maybe right there where you are, you say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm just a sinner. You know, oh God, help me, and he will. You know, God is so good. He's so good. He sure is. Wonderful Lord. You know, I'm so glad. They told, you see how those scribes and Pharisees was, a lot of them, they told the Lord when this woman came washing his feet, weeping. That's where, before the crucifixion, of course. And they said, if he'd known what kind of woman that was, she's a sinner. She's a sinner. That's why he came. That's why he came. To save sinners. He said, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. And he's, that's just like Mary Magdalene. I was amazed, and I can't emphasize enough it. He's the first one he showed himself to. And she had seven devils in her. Right. He'd already cast them out. But see, she didn't have no more. That was the past. Thank God that was past. And now he just revealed, there she was. And she stood there weeping outside the tomb. Mary, when he said that, he caught her. He's still calling sinners,
yes,
to repentance. I'm glad he does.
Yes.
He forgives sinners.
Yes.
I'm glad he does. Because you mark her down, none of us got in if he hadn't. And he's still merciful to us. He still knows our downs, sitting and our uprisings. He still knows our weaknesses. He still knows all about us. That's why he knew all about Thomas. He knew what Thomas had thought. He knew what he was saying. That's why he offered him to do what he did. You know, God is so compassionate and merciful. He could have said, Thomas, he just said, quit your doubting, quit being faithless, but believe. But he didn't say, Thomas, no, I ain't letting you touch me. If you can't, no, he didn't say that, did he? He said, here it is, Thomas. He's so kind. So merciful. So when you're dealing with different things, just realize one thing. You got a mediator, you got a one to go between, you got one that loves you, you got one that's there to help you and pick you up, not to cast and knock you down.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
That's where he is. That's him.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you for coming, every one of you. We appreciate each one here. Every visitors, we appreciate y'all coming. And want to ask Brother Smiley Living, dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Thank you.